There's a new establishment in town. Afrofusion cuisine is at the heart of what Asanka is offering. It's a beautiful name, Ghanaian, and we'll explore the meaning in a short while. But they're to be found at what, Rivonia Junction? Is that what that center is called?
That's correct, Lasagna.
Yeah, so on Rivonia Road, just across the road from where the McDonald's is by Saigon, right there.
In the corner.
Beautiful. Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful setting. I love the artworks on the walls.
Definitely.
That hang on the walls. So it's African inspired in so many ways. So joining us in studio is Chef Rouget.
Yes.
And you are the head chef at Asanka.
I'm the exec chef at Asanka.
Yeah.
Been there for about 6 months.
Because so it's very new.
It's very new, mm-hmm. Definitely. New cuisine.
As well, yeah.
That we're starting there, so yeah.
Very bold, I must say. So how would you describe what Afrofusion food is?
So with Afrofusion, is basically we take flavor profiles from all over the Western African region, the Africa region,
mm-hmm.
and fuse it onto one plate to make sure that everything is balanced. There's some chili in there, some heat in there. There's some Moroccan flavors coming through. There's some Egyptian flavors coming through there, all that type of stuff.
Okay.
So we make sure that we fuse all that onto one menu, right? That's our contemporary menu, mostly. Where we can play around on.
And it's in a fine dining setting.
Yes.
Also offered in a fine dining,
way
of plating.
Plating, setting, environment, vibe, all that type of thing.
So what does Asanka mean?
Asanka is basically a Ghanaian spice grind pot, right?
Okay. Like a pestle and mortar?
Almost like a pestle and mortar, yes. With that said, it's also a serving bowl.
I see.
Right, so that came back from the Ghanaian side,
mm-hmm.
Asankas, it's basically a family thing. Mm-hmm. So everybody eats from that one bowl.
I see. Okay. So even we if actually, you are cooking and you're mixing flavors and herbs, you're using
that.
Yeah, your opotoyewa.
There you go.
That little pot. Mm. Yes. And then you grind. So it's symbolic of the fusion.
Of the fusion, definitely.
Fantastic.
And what we also encourage is if you want to eat with your hands, you eat with your hands.
Wow. Not many restaurants do that. So that's great. That's really, really great. So we've looked at the flavor profile. So how have they come alive on the menu? Because even in the titles, it suggests and it tells you what you can expect in the flavors.
Definitely, yes. Mm. So what we basically did, we created two menus, right? We have our Western African menu.
Okay.
That is more for our Ghanaian customers, our Nigerian, those type of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there's more robust flavors and robust dishes on there with goat soup and fufu, that type of thing, which is like a lot of ginger, some garlic, onion.
Yes.
It's like more the light soups, which mm-hmm. is amazing. Then we have our items like the red, which is more a Ghanaian dish. Which is smoked mackerel, smoked salmon, some beans, some palm oil, all that type of things. Right. That is also that
popular.
Popular.
Yeah.
Popular and good. And that is normally served with fried plantain.
Nice.
Which is good.
Very good. Right. I mean, plantain any day. So let's look at what you brought out today, because we got to experience the springbok
yes,
steak.
Yes, that's more South African, Asian, with a little bit of habanero chili in there. So a little bit of Ghanaian, a little bit of South African.
It was wonderfully tender. Beautifully tender.
Used onto one plate.
Yes, it's a lot of flavors, but you have found a way of making them in such a way that they're so fluid. They're beautiful together.
You need to combine everything.
Exactly.
To make it work.
So what else was on there? It was sweet potato.
There was some sweet potato confit.
Some asparagus.
There was some asparagus, some char grilled asparagus.
Yeah.
Then we had the char siu marinated springbok, right? Which has been aged for a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's more the springbok fillet that's been aged there. And then we had the butternut puree.
Yeah,
and
that was delicious. I hope you're doing more with that puree.
Definitely. Now we actually, that's a usual
okay.
For us.
Yeah.
And then we have the plum puree with the plum jus as well.
Mm.
The plum jus, as you tasted, a lot of flavors. There's some cumin in there, hibiscus.
Yes.
All that type of flavors in that.
And then you have a bar attached as well, where you also carry on this theme and you create these cocktails that are an expression of the fusion.
Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely. We're actually starting now a new cocktail menu as well, where we need to fuse in more of imported items.
Right.
Say from Ghana, we need to get more something like sibujin or something from there and make a sibujin with a with rooibos and orange cocktail type of thing.
So that means a lot of experimenting.
Quite
for
a bit.
You as a team, as a kitchen
as
team.
As a team, definitely. Yes. Kitchen team, bar team, front of house. We're all a team there. So basically, I work with both sides.
Yeah.
Making sure that everything is spot on. And the flavor profiles definitely works.
That the flavor profiles work. That's it, because you're working with so many different types and styles. So some of the most delicious recipes from North, East and West Africa and South Africa, as you've just heard with the Springbok dish, have been given an elegant twist by the head chef at Asanka, and that's Roger Bagley. So if you are wanting to experience something new, you might find favorites and have this as your regular spot. Asanka, one of the new establishments in town. It's a beautiful setting. It is absolutely glorious. There is this wallpaper that's like an interpretation of the Shweshwe print.
Yes.
And then with these beautiful portraits and artworks on the walls, but under this wonderful lighting that lends itself well to a fine dining experience. Then you'll have things like the Moroccan quail to try out. There's the yuzu apple. In the dessert section.
Desserts,
yes. Yeah. Moroccan citrus salmon. There's just so much to explore as far as flavor profiles are concerned at Asanka. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Zanya.
Thank you for coming through. That was Chef Roger telling us more about Asanka. We've posted pictures on my timeline and I will retweet so that you can take a closer look.